I was just scrolling on TikTok, minding my business, when I saw a braid salon that shook my whole mindset. Kibona Nadine Bafetu. Ladies and gents, her name is Nadine. And she's not just braiding hair, she's braiding empires. Let that simmer. She's currently based in the US, but she's originally from Cameroon. And the way she's moving, even Mzanzi needs to take notes. First of all, Bayeza, they're doing knotless braids under 3 hours. Why? Because she's not working alone. 2 or 3 stylists, 1 client, 1 result. Speed. Hospanoka speed. While some salons here are still asking, where are you after you booked? Nadine's team has a check-in app, a customer queue system, digital payments, training programs, and they work in shifts 24 hours a day. I repeat, 24 hours a day. People are lining up at 3 a.m. to get braided. You think I'm lying? Go check the comments. Go check their videos. It's not a salon. It's a whole braiding ecosystem. Now let's talk South Africa. We've got fire stylists in Tembisa, Michelle's Plain, Umlazi, Rustenburg, and they're still braiding in back rooms, charging 108, working 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, no help. They're working solo. Sis, you don't have a braid problem. You have a business model problem. Let me break it down for you. You want to upgrade your salon? Here's the Nadine formula. Teamwork. Train 2 people or cousins, friends to braid with you. Timing. Cut sessions from 6 hours to 2 to 3 hours. And then set up a booking link or even a WhatsApp autoresponder. Then you have to deal with trust. Give your clients consistent quality, not mood swings. Another one is traction. Make 1 video. Go viral with a 2-hour Queen Braid special and let the bookings explode. 2 hours. Nobody wants to sit in a chair for 8 hours, Bafid. 2 hours. And no, we're not saying charge 3,000 like Nadine. This is South Africa. But imagine charging 600 per head, doing 4 clients a day with a team. That's 2,400 in a single day. That's more than some people's salary for a week. You are not underpaid. You are understructured. And the worst part, you are not even tired of struggling. Nadine proved that hair can feed nations, but only when you treat it like a system, not a side hustle. Mzanzi, it's time to braid smarter.